Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Disappointing is an understatement on what happened yesterday. I've given up on trying to have hope or be a fan of it. And I'm just going to watch and see what happens.
What's funny to me is almost everybody I talk to, I just got invested in them. I think a lot of casual fans just got invested in them and start believing. And now they're like, well, typical Houston sports team. It's not over. I think they'll hit better at home. You have Verlander going tomorrow. You take your chances in a game seven. Do you guys ever get sported out?
All the time. Sometimes I ask myself, do I even really like sports? I go through phases where I don't know if I like sports very much.
I don't know that it's that I don't like sports. There's times I do get tired of it. By Monday night, I'm footballed out sometimes. I tend to recover a little bit on Tuesday, and then by Thursday, I'm ready to go again. And part of it, too, is not because of the show. Part of it's because I'm writing about it, you know, and I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on, so you kind of have to focus on the game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I hope my microphone wasn't on during that conversation.
I think it was. And everybody knows your plans on how you're going to make sweet, sweet love to your wife while she works on her laptop.
Because I might have said something I shouldn't have there.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, it's hour number three, and we welcome in the SportsMap 94.1 crowd.
Welcome, sports mappers.
And
mappers, I like to call you for short.
If you want to get in, 713-780-3776, but you're going to have to wait till next segment because our buddy Eric Warner's here talking beer, and he brought us some of the BBH Espresso. This time he got it right.
He got it right.
Yeah.
I assume he opened the box this time. I think that's why he didn't bring in a sealed box, because he didn't want to be played for a fool again.
Yeah.
He opened the box, inspected himself, and then brought in the booze.
I quadruple checked this, guys. I was not going to fail
kind of grief,
this time.
What kind of grief came down on the box guy?
It was a rough week for them.
That's public humiliation.
Public shaming.
Yeah.
And I did that to him at the brewery, publicly shamed
him. You guys
were
like, listen, guys, got the brand new BBH Espresso. You're going to try it before anyone else can. Then you open the box, you say, I don't have the right beer.
And that's why I say, man, it all goes back to me. Ultimately, I failed. I should have checked. But this time,
O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play, we have to coach better. We have to play better.
When we win, it's on the players. When we lose, it's on me. That's all I got to say about that.
We just got to coach better, John.
Yeah, I got to coach better. John, truth is, I just got to coach better. All right.
Hell, Bill, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, John, you know exactly what I mean. Is John the only guy he talks to by name?
Probably so. I don't think I've ever heard him mention anybody else by name.
I don't think so. I think Bill and John. Do you think John calls him Bill?
No, knowing John, he calls him Coach O'Brien.
Okay, that would be respectful.
John's a very respectful guy.
And John, he's a professional media member, right?
Yes, he is.
Although sometimes he's like a... This is pathetic. This team's horrible. And he lets his emotions show sometimes. So I don't know. Whatever. Beyond that. But you got the beer right this time.
Worth the wait, fellas?
Oh,
you tried it?
Very
what do you
nice.
Think?
Worth it's the very wait? Nice. I hadn't even gotten a bottle of it yet. I haven't found any of it yet. I hadn't seen it.
Downtown Specs.
Yeah, I don't usually get down there, but
that's right.
I gotta be honest.
I picked up two bottles of it.
My HEB by my house, which used to be an awesome craft beer HEB, they fired the dude that was running the craft beer department, the beer and wine department. They fired him, and I thought it was like he said that they fired him for like something that he had done 100 times, and it just wasn't a big deal. And it seemed like maybe they were looking for a reason to get rid of him. And I think it's because they want to make their craft beer department smaller. They want it to be more big beer, and they want to push all the other stuff out of the way. And I got to tell you, the beer shelves are not, it's not as pretty as it used to be. There's not as many options there.
Is that on the single bottle shelf or the six-pack shelf or both? Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's happened in every HEB, but it happened at mine, and I'm not happy about it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who to bitch about it to, but I don't like it. I don't like that.
Well, store manager, man, go right to the top there and just say, hey, man, I'm a loyal customer. I buy a lot of beer off you guys.
I'm going to knock on the door, Eric. You're right.
I think you should, man. Do you know who I am?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm Fred Fowler. You know me? You know, I'm Fred Fowler.
Hey, my HEB still has a great beer selection. I know the one in Montrose.
Yeah, used to be, the 249 in Louetta. That was like a good craft beer stop for everybody up on that northwest
this
side.
This one on San Felipe is also very good.
It is good. But then I got to go out of my way, Fred.
It's on the way here. You just go over there. It's like five minutes from here.
But the great thing about when your HEB or your Whole Foods has good beer, when your wife looks at the credit card statement, she just sees, oh, AJ bought something at our HEB or our Whole Foods, and that's normal. Like, whereas if it's at Specs downtown, she'd go, dude,
busted.
Why are you spending so much money on beer? And I just want to get it and make her think that I was buying lettuce.
But that's the thing. I'm so close to the Specs downtown. It's on the way home. I just stopped there.
Right.
And I use my own account, so she doesn't know how much I'm actually buying. But then, she's going to get a surprise when she gets home and see just how many beers I've got.
Oh, boy.
I've totally restocked.
Oh, boy.
I may have about 80 in the downstairs closet.
Well, that you just bought.
Since she's been gone, yeah.
Oh, my.
What'd you buy besides stocking up on BBH?
Well, they had I was telling you, they had the BBH cherries, BBH cherries there. I got some of the espresso, and some of the regular BBH was there, which I also love. And I found a couple of the Brooklyn, the Black Ops that I absolutely love. So,
that's good beer.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, those are like $28 a pop, though. If you got 80 of those, you got to take a second mortgage.
Put it this way, it's a good thing my betting rallied this weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, I found a couple of those, and just some general stuff and some what else did I get? I found a couple of tweaks. Those are good from Avery. And
That'll get you drunk.
I know. I like those. Because you have one of those, and you're just like, okay, I'm cool.
You don't
goes great with weed, too. I don't know if it's because it's a Colorado thing or
that
what.
That Avery, that's man beer right there. That puts hair on your chest for sure. Tell us about the beer, Eric. Tell us how you guys, how you guys added the espresso. Like, what's the deal with this?
So it was kind of an intensive process. So a good friend of the brewery, Cuvée Coffee up in Austin, we've actually hung out with the owner in Colorado, drinking all kinds of Colorado beer and other extracurriculars up there. But we conceived this idea, and we went up, took our truck up there. We filled up like a 700-gallon container full of his cold brew.
Oh, wow.
Made with these espresso beans, and brought it back down and blended it in. We love the result. Big kind of coffee on the nose. You get it a little bit on the palate. And, you know, it's funny because every time we do one of these BBHs, the flavored BBHs, we just grind and grind and deliberate over this. Is it enough? Is it not too much? And so we finally dialed in at about 11% of coffee in the beer. Of the cold brew coffee, and we think it's just a great amount. You get the coffee, but it's not overwhelming.
Well, I was telling you, like, when on the nose, there's a lot of booze, and BBH has a lot of booze on the nose, and then when you drink it, there's also a lot of booze. This, when you taste it, it obviously tastes like there's booze in it, but it doesn't have like that burn that BBH will have. BBH, you know, that's been sitting on whiskey when you drink BBH. This, it's kind of hard to tell.
A little mellower, for sure. And I think, that's because you've got, 10% of the product is coffee. And so, think about that. We just popped a 22-ounce bottle, so you'd be getting 2 ounces of cold brew coffee if you drank a bottle yourself. So it's, going to pull you in a couple different directions there.
Okay, so you guys have now done chocolate.
Yep.
Vanilla, which is my favorite.
Yep.
Cherry.
Cherry.
And espresso.
Yep.
Coconut next?
Coconut, or I would really like to do something with a pepper chocolate, like Mexican chocolate with some kind of spice.
Maybe even like a mole.
Mole would be great. I love that idea.
Okay.
That and you know, your timing is good, AJ. We just had a meeting yesterday about what is our fun series.
I didn't get invited to this meeting.
Well, this is the pre-meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when we have the final...
For some reason, I didn't get in on that meeting, and I feel like I should have been there. But, okay,
I think I know... I can relay your comments. I think I know a couple guys that may listen to them.
Okay. But, yeah, I love... The vanilla is my favorite.
Same here. Although this one
I think this might be number two. I think this is number two for me. And I like the chocolate, but when you're talking about a porter, chocolate's not the easiest flavor to distinguish from, you know, the regular chocolate notes that you get in a dark beer. So it didn't taste as like super chocolatey as you would expect. I mean, you know, again, it's just hard for that flavor to stand out over all the rest because chocolate is a flavor you taste in regular BBH, you know, so it's hard to really like pronounce it any more than you would regularly.
Well, that's part of why we were grinding over the right amount of coffee to put in this, because you're right.
You like want it
any
to taste
barrel
like
aged beer. Yeah. You're going to get coffee notes. You're going to get, chocolate notes. You're going to get vanilla notes. So it's like, how do you do it in a way where you don't like completely overpower the other flavors and aromas, but people look at it and it says espresso and they're like, oh yeah, I get it. I get the coffee.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what's next. That's what's fun. You know, we always, come up with new agree, but yeah, at some point we're really going to have to go off the res a little bit here and try some kind of crazier ingredients because we have kind of hit all the sort of easy, you know,
cinnamon. I would expect. Cinnamon, do a cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon would be good.
Well,
I've always wanted a cinnamon.
So I was in Asheville, North Carolina last week, and we did a collaboration brew with Wicked Weed. We did a cinnamon horchata beer. So we took the base BBH, and then we added rice milk to the brew.
Mm-hmm.
We added vanilla, and we added cinnamon.
Okay.
And so that's brewing, fermenting away, and we'll see how that pup turns out.
Is that fermenting in North Carolina?
It's in North Carolina. It's part of a charity project we're working on. Actually, all of the high-end breweries are doing this. We did a kind of a Secret Santa thing where we each drew a different brewery. So Breckenridge came down to Carbach, and we brewed a peach bock. We used Colorado peaches, some malt made in Colorado. And so this is going to hit the market second week of November, and it's a fundraiser. So all the proceeds from sales are going to go to benefit the Houston Food Bank.
Okay. And the horchata beer, will that be available here also?
No, legally we can't do that. Dang Texas, TABC.
But doesn't Wicked Weed distributes here, right?
I know, but it's still
the label approval.
We can't sell it at Carbach.
Oh man, I bet you know some people who could sneak us a couple here.
You guys will get a taste, I promise you.
Okay,
so don't worry about that.
Damn TABC!
I know.
Get your act together, guys.
Please. See, if you guys would elect me governor, I would fix all this.
Hey. I don't want to be governor. I want to be lieutenant governor. So I don't have to go to all the meetings, but I really have, like, secret power. That's what I want.
No, he just makes everybody think he
has. And plus, our lieutenant governor is a total douchebag already, so I could take his job and,
I want to
be governor. I'll get weed legalized. I'll get gambling legalized.
Lead legalized?
That too, yeah.
If you bring that up in front of the state senate, they're going to think that you are a total mess.
Well, no worse than the guy who's already in there.
Guys, I want to get lead weagleized.
Yeah, man.
That's not the way to do it.
No, that is the way to do it. I'll get them all stoned. Oh, we'll pump. God. What we'll do is we'll quietly pump smoke into the legislature. Everybody will be all laid back.
Sure. I mean,
that's how you get things
that's
done.
That's assault, brother. You can't just force weed on people.
Well, that's not assault.
It is.
You know what? I'll ask them after it's been forced on them how they feel about it.
Like if I held someone down and blew secondhand weed smoke into their face, I think that's a crime.
Well, you're holding them down. I'm just piping it into the legislature.
What are you, like the Joker or something?
Something
or
like that, yes.
The Penguin?
Wait till they get a load of me.
I know how they'll get some of this special medicine.
I'd be more like the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want the Joker running
agent
our
of
state.
Chaos.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Hey, the Joker's misunderstood, man.
No, it's not good. You know what the hot, for stouts, porters, the hot add-in is now? The adjunct? Marshmallow.
Oh, That sounds good. I've always thought like a s'more beer. If somebody could make like a s'more beer, that would be amazing. It's like my favorite thing about camping. And this kind of beer goes great.
There are
great
some
with
good
s'mores.
Ones. There's like, I don't know if you've had like, there's s'more money, s'more problems. Is
who makes
one?
That?
It's a brewery up in Chicago. I don't know the name of it offhand. I don't know. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up on my Untappd. But you can find, I mean, there's some decent s'more beers out there. You get that graham cracker taste, and so you can get some of that.
Okay, better idea. I invite them all over to dinner and give them cookies for dessert.
You're still on this, aren't you, Brad?
I like this idea.
Brad's making the power
run. You know
run,
what the Joker would do? He would just kill them all.
Well, I know, but I'm not a murderer.
He'd elect his henchmen to be the senators.
I am much like the Joker, but I'm not a murderer, okay? I'm more like Batman. I can't kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Okay. All right. That's true. Do you watch Gotham? You watch Gotham, no. Eric?
I haven't. I must confess.
You don't like superheroes, right?
Nah. I mean,
you're too mature.
No, it's just I like real dramas. I'm kind of a I like real life drama.
What are you watching these days?
Not much because I've been so dang busy. But
why are you so busy? What's going on here?
Oh man, just all kinds of fun stuff. Beer, man, it's great.
You don't have any time off to watch television?
Football this time of year, it was great. I've been traveling so much. I finally got a weekend home where I was able to watch college, baseball, NFL. Although I kind of hated this NFL Sunday.
That's because your Broncos lost to the worst team in the league.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I'd hate it too. For some reason, the NFL sucked this week.
Yeah, you know, for some reason,
I don't know if it's because my favorite team lost to a team that hadn't won a game all year at home. But that's probably not it. But for some reason, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I hated college football Saturday. It probably had something to do with UH losing to Tulsa.
Yeah, that hurts. That's a stinger. But, man, RJ's right. Think about it. All those double-digit dogs, they all came through.
They did.
Big time. He right on the money. So
only the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I played them, and that didn't work out.
That went down to like 7.5. That was like my best bet of the week, man, was the Texans.
What'd you get that at?
I got it at 8.
Oh, okay. I thought you got it at 9.5.
But no, I waited because it had ticked from 9.5. It started at 10. It ticked down to 9.5. So I think, well, it's going to probably go down some more. And I never expected it to get to 7.5.
My biggest play.
I took it at 8.
My biggest play of the week was San Francisco, they've been a cover monster.
They have.
I mean, they're not good enough to win games, but they're good enough to get real close. But then, unfortunately, my second biggest play was Atlanta, and they lost outright. So we talk about this every week. I don't know who's good. Like, I thought Atlanta was good. I thought Denver was good. Now, and I know it's just one game, but who's really this point?
But they lost in situations that they shouldn't lose in. That's
you shouldn't lose games like that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't lose games. And you know what? The Chiefs fall under that category, too.
Oh, yeah. I was all over the Chiefs.
No, I was all over the Steelers.
Really? Good on you, man. And I didn't see that.
But are the Steelers good? I don't know.
No, but I think in that situation, they were because – and actually, just go back and listen to the podcast because I argued with RJ about this for 30 minutes on our show last week.
Well, about homer on the Steelers.
I know, but why I like the Steelers a lot. Because coming off that Jaguars game, there's no way Ben Roethlisberger is going to throw 5 picks again. It was a total fluke score because of what happened. And I actually had those teams' power rankings very close together, and I was getting 4.5 points.
I'm all over the Chiefs tonight,
I wasn't sure
man.
They would win, but
I don't know. I feel like the Raiders' back's against the wall.
That's
like,
the one thing that scares me a little bit.
If the Raiders are a playoff season, team,
yeah,
they got to win this.
They got to win.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I like the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a weird couple weeks. And like the Raiders, I just don't understand because the reason the Raiders are losing is because of their offense. And that just doesn't make sense to me. I can't register it because if I thought, well, the Raiders are really good. And if the Raiders aren't great, it's because of their defense.
We're like way over for a break here, like about 7 minutes.
Oh, damn it.
Eric, can you just hang around and talk sports for another segment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, love good. To. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. What do I got to read here? Man sinners. Dude, if you're anything like Fred, it takes you a long time to start peeing. And you have a super weak stream, and sometimes you get 2 streams instead of 1. And Fred never empties completely. Fred always has a stain on his underwear because he dribbles. And Fred has to get up multiple times at night to pee. It's because Fred has a urinary infection and a prostate infection.
And it's because he didn't go to Man Centers to find out what kind of bacteria is going on down there. They will identify the type of bacteria causing that infection and identify the correct antibiotics to specifically treat you and Fred. The medical staff at Man Centers, they are experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. For the month of October only, Man Centers is offering a free full male wellness checkup to all their new patients. That's $100, $150 value. There's no excuse. Set up your free male wellness checkup now. Any of the three locations, Houston at I-10 and Campbell. That's where Freddie got fingered, and I also got fingered. And in Pearland, right off Highway 288. And Tomball on Tomball Parkway, which is up by my place. That's where I go. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment and make sure that all your man stuff is okay. If there's a problem, you want to know. Mancenters.com. Man Centers, better life start here.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So we were talking about things in Vegas, and my friend when I used to go there many years ago, I haven't been to a strip club in years.
I've never been to a Vegas strip club.
Olympic Garden was the place we used to go. It's closed. I was just looking it up. We used to go, oh, geez. Whenever we'd win, my buddy Jeff would be like,
OG, triple OGs.
He's like, all right, we're going to OGs. You're buying me dances. Why am I buying you dances? Because you won and I didn't. That was it.
If that were the case, you'd always buy me dances in Vegas. My goodness.
Oh, well.
Mostly because you're smart enough after we play poker to go drink, and I just go straight to the blackjack table. Disaster.
If I were really smart, I'd just play cash games out there, AJ. I'm killing those damn things.
Yeah. But I don't like cash games.
Well, what I've found out is, what I like about them is if I get up after about an hour, I walk out of there with more money than I would have won a tournament, and I only play an hour and a half.
And a cash game in Vegas, the one good thing about it versus a cash game with your buddies is, if you get up and leave after you take some money, you don't have to feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
With your buddies,
yeah, that's different.
It's kind of an a-hole move. But with a bunch of strangers, you're like, oh, I just won a $600 pot. See you guys.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, that
and
was.
And they're like, hey. And you're like, oh, double fingers because I don't know you, bro.
Well, I did that because AJ was one of the tournaments he won. And I had gone out and I probably had about 30 minutes that I sat at the table. So I went over to the cash game and double up twice in like the 15 minutes that it took him to finish the tournament. And he walks over and goes, hey, I won. You ready to go? Like, yep. They all looked at me like, you son of a.
And he probably won more in those 15 minutes than it took me the whole tournament to win.
I did. And that's what I'm kind of coming around on is like if I sit there for 3 hours playing cash, pretty sure I'm going to win. And if I play a tournament for 3 hours.
You're pretty sure you're going to bubble.
Yeah, I'm going to bubble again.
You're the master of the bubble.
I am.
I'm a big time. I'm finishing top two or three or I'm busting out really early on. Really early
on. No in between.
There's very, very little in between.
I always hang around and hang around and hang around. And then, well, the last trip I only bubbled twice out of the four. I did win one, though. So, but that one trip we went, I bubbled every single tournament we played.
It didn't matter because I was winning all those tournaments. I know. That's when it was good. I mean, it sucked for you, but we share profits anyway when we're out there. But
it was hilarious. Every single one we played.
It was very strange.
That was two trips ago because when you were winning, I won a couple too. When I played a couple different ones than you did, we both had a real good stretch.
True.
You were on fire, man. You were on fire on that one. That was fun to watch. But when I have cash games at my home, though, you can't
take the money
friends,
and run.
But we don't play for ridiculous money either.
Still, it's principle.
It's principle. Even if you take like $20 off somebody, you can't like. Win a $20 pot off somebody and then be like, all right, I'm out.
Well, if it's your house, you can't leave either.
True. That's true.
So I need to have another game.
Who are you liking in football this weekend, Eric?
Well, as stated, like the Chiefs tonight, I kind of like the Skins. This will be – if you look at how every other team that's been looking good, Philly's that next team.
Something I saw about the Redskins today, Kirk Cousins on weekday nights, Thursday and Monday night, 0-8 in his career.
Really?
He's never won on a Thursday or a Monday night.
Wow.
Never.
All right. Well, that might rethink things here.
And also, man, I know you remember this, Fred. Before the draft, and, you know, I'm happy with the way the Texans drafted, obviously. But I said on draft day, if I had the number one pick in the draft, and I might be wrong. I'm not saying I picked the right guy. I said if I had the number one pick in the draft, I would take Jonathan Allen. And Jonathan Allen ended up going like 13 or whatever it was. Jonathan Allen has been playing like a grown-ass man, and that is a massive loss for the Redskins to lose that guy for the season. He was... He didn't look like a rookie. That was not a rookie they had out there. That was a guy who was already an impact guy on defense. I don't know. I like the way the Eagles play right now, and that secondary is suspect to me. And the way Carson Wentz has been playing, I'm not fading the Eagles right now. Not against that team.
No, no. And I don't know how good the Eagles are yet because they still have some holes that concern me, especially on the back end of the secondary.
For sure. They're not good in the secondary either.
Yeah, but Carson Wentz.
But if you ask me right now, who do I like better, Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins? I like Carson Wentz more.
Oh, I do too. And I like the way that he looks better each week too.
I don't know what's going on with your team at quarterback.
It's a mess, man. It's
you got a guy named after a monkey. What the hell?
I'm worried.
How dare you? One of my fantasy teams is named after him.
Yeah?
Fuller with Simeon.
I see.
It's a Will Fuller and Trevor Siemian tribute.
Yeah, both of us on that team?
No.
Oh.
I don't care about
you. You picked the name first, not after you drafted. Yeah.
I just liked the name.
You know, Texans are probably going to win the division, man. It's going to be another 9-7, man.
I don't know if the Texans are winning this division.
I do. Deshaun Watson's the truth.
They're winning the division. I
think so, too. 9-7.
He's the truth. Marcus Mariota's also the truth.
Marcus Mariota's also brittle.
You just wait. Deshaun Watson, the way Deshaun Watson plays, eventually he's gonna get licked on too. But
I just don't like what the Titans have around him other than running back.
Yeah, that's fair.
The thing.
And Corey Davis, who I had high hopes for, has been hurt all year.
Yeah.
What I will say is Jacksonville. It's funny because the Texans have always been the team at 21 positions. They're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
I think now Jacksonville might be the team at 21 positions is better than everybody else.
Their defense is terrific.
Because
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. What if
maybe not a receiver with Robinson out, but.
Well, that hurts. Yeah. But what if the Jags had Deshaun Watson?
I think they're probably unbeaten right now.
Wow, they're pretty damn close. So defensively, they're so good. They're what the Texans have been the last few years. They're a really good defense. They can run the ball. They're awful at quarterback. They've done pretty well with it. The Colts.
Who knows?
Man, when I hear, again, another setback for Andrew Luck.
They put him on the
show. Kind of weird.
I bet we don't see him this year.
I'm starting to think that, too. And if that's the case, I have a hard time thinking that they're even going to be a factor. I kept thinking, man, they're hanging around enough, and Jacoby Brissett's good enough that he might keep them close, where if Andrew Luck comes back and is really Andrew Luck, they've still got a chance. But now I
see no chance.
In my mind, that meant Andrew Luck was going to be around like first week of November. If that's not the case, you can write off the Colts. And I really think you could probably write off the Jags as good as they are. I really think it's the Titans or the Texans.
I agree. I'm not going to rule out the Jags just because
they're good on defense.
They're good on defense, and they're finally have decent coaching.
Yeah,
which has been a problem for them over. They're still not. Great.
Let's face it, Fred. Who in the AFC South has great coaching, though?
Oh, come on. Don't you dog Bill O'Brien. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
John, this is on me. When we lose, it's on me. When we win, it's on the players.
You know, I think you're the best coach in the AFC South.
John, I thank you, but I didn't win any of those games. The players won those games. The losses are on me. I'm 0-3. Players 3-0.
Well, what about those decisions you made?
All right, we got to take a break.
Thanks for bringing beer, Eric.
Yeah, man.
You guys are so welcome. Thanks for having me in, as always.
2 weeks, we got you on a Monday.
We are in a regular schedule now through the end of the year, every other Monday. No more traveling. None of this.
I know we're supposed to go to break. Tell people about the Foam Hinge.
Bingo. So Foam Hinge, look, guys, there's only a handful of VIP tickets left. These things are only $75. You get... restaurant and patio access with a food buffet, and
you get to pee inside.
Pee inside.
Not in a porta potty.
And access to special tappings and a great view of the stage. This thing is on November 5th, Sunday, November 5th. We got Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes.
I love BOC.
Bring your cowbell. It's going to be an amazing time.
I am stoked about this.
I'm going to buy two tickets.
Eric
right now
already put me on the VIP list.
You guys are in. Don't worry about it.
I didn't get a plus one for you. You have to sit with the peasants. I have indoor bathroom access.
I'm not sitting with the peasants.
It's too late. Funny. It's already done. Established.
Fine.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The boys in the
hood are always... This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And I have to say, this beer is amazing.
It's very good.
It's much smoother. And I love BBH of all kinds. But this one might have surpassed the vanilla for me. I'll have to have a couple more. All right, right now, we're going to talk to Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports informer with Doc Sports. Follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. How are you, Rafael?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So let's start with the two games tonight, including one here of interest locally in college, and that the University of Houston is taking on Memphis. And a lot of the public money on Memphis here. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, about 63% of the action coming in on Memphis right now. Right now we have Houston as the 1.5-point favorites. Should be an interesting game. I mean, Houston plays well at home, but wow, Memphis with a big win last week against Navy, which landed at 3, which a lot of bettors were either happy or mad because you either had 3 or 3.5 with Memphis. I lean towards the road underdog in this one. I just think Memphis is going to cause a lot of problems with Houston. Houston's only covered one of their last 8 games in conference play. Memphis, I think that their offense has been riding pretty long. I like the way Memphis has been playing. I think Houston struggles tonight at home.
And what about the NFL game tonight? Chiefs coming off their first loss. The Raiders have been struggling. Chiefs now a 3-point favorite on the road. How do you see that one?
Yeah, this one kind of shocked me that Kansas City's only 3. I think the best bet on the board in this game was the under 46.5. Oakland's offense is pathetic, only scoring 53 points in 4 games. Both of two of those road games, they only scored 10 points apiece, Denver and Washington. I know Carr is playing tonight, but he's not 100%. I'm still shocked that he's playing after a broken back. Kansas City's defense, they only gave up a short amount of runs or touchdowns last week to Pittsburgh. I like the under 46.5. I think it's way too many points for an Oakland team that can't score.
Let me ask you about a game on Saturday, this Penn State-Michigan game, and that line's moved from 12.5 down to 9.5 for Penn State. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I'm glad the numbers move because I think it's going to continue to move. Money's coming in on Michigan, but I just think it's going to be an offensive game. I know Michigan has a great defense, but can they start Barkley? If Penn State scores quickly, I just don't see Michigan going toe-to-toe on that offense. The total opened up at 42.5. Right now it's around 45. I like Penn State at home, perfect 4-0. They have a perfect record. I think Penn State is the play here. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I just don't see Michigan throwing up points. That offense, we're back to elevator of quarterbacks. Who's going to be the quarterback in the second half is probably the biggest question. I like Penn State in this one.
All right, one more before we let you go. Falcons-Patriots, probably the premier game on Sunday night. How do you see that one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sold on this Falcons. They should only have one win right now, and that was against that Green Bay game at home because they should have lost to the Bears in Soldier Field. The Bears dropped 2 touchdown passes. They should have lost against the Lions in Detroit, and right now I just think they got the Super Bowl hangover, blowing that lead. New England's defense has looked well in back-to-back games, and those two games were on the road. Now you're trying to tell me that Tom Brady's only 3.5 favorite at home against a struggling Falcons team that can't hold leads. Give me Tom Brady at home with a defense that's improving. But I grab this number now because it would not be shocking if it goes to 4, 4.5 by Sunday night.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. Rafael, appreciate the time as always, and I'm going to tell the people about MyBookie. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Take it easy. Have a great evening.
You too. And MyBookie, as a matter of fact, if you want to make those bets, that's where you go. And time to start making money, guys. MyBookie, industry-leading website. They hook you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of expertise, you can bet with confidence. And, guys, where you bet, just as important as who you're betting on. A lot of these sites, you put money in, you're never going to get it out. That's not the case at MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. In-game live betting, mobile site that makes wagering on the game so much easier.
And you can check out their online casino if you just rather play a few hands of blackjack or craps or whatever. And if you're into horses, got you covered on that too. As a matter of fact, you can bet horses on the mobile site, which you can on many of these other sites. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's promo code FRED, not radio, FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
What happens? You feel like your insurance company's maybe not giving you the best deal. Maybe they're not being fair with you. Well, you should feel that way. The insurance companies, they don't want to give you what's fair. They want to win. That's why you need an experienced attorney at your side, making sure that insurance companies don't bully you and that you get the best payout possible. Ben Schoen is a local attorney with David Lowe and Associates here in Houston, and the average payout takes 2 weeks. He is charging a lower rate to help the sick and the handicapped get back into their homes. This guy is doing things the right way. He really wants to help the community. You pay your insurance premiums for a reason, and you're entitled to the best possible payout. They're here to help you. They've got superior knowledge over the average adjuster, and an insurance adjuster is not going to sit in court with you. You can't be represented by your insurance adjuster. You're going to need a lawyer. You need to have an attorney in the case of litigation. They've got over 10 years experience dealing with homeowners insurance claims. And, you know, they do homeowners, renters, commercial claims, and they've got specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas. This is a local guy. I've sat in a room with him, so I know he's real. Someone who's actually here, didn't fly in for a quick assessment. Ben Schoen, attorney at law for David Lowe and Associates. You can give him a call at 832-871-5067, or you can check him out online, disasterrelieftexas.com. That's Ben Schoen with David Lowe and Associates. 832-871-5067 or disasterrelieftexas.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com. Find out three ways to qualify for the, actually it says dot command. I don't think that's what it's supposed to say. Find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. And there you go. That's I'm sure the beer did that.
Sorry about doing that during a read. They're not paying you money, so it's okay.
No, but they are getting air checks on that, so just so you know.
They'll like that.
Really? Well,
it was
after. He can cut that off. It was after. You're fine.
So cut that off at the end.
Fine. And, don't cut things off.
Down to the final four in our survival.
Yeah, game. And everybody keeps asking, what do you think about this?
I'm proud of us, Fred.
Well,
100 players.
Yeah.
And we're down to the final four here in week seven already, and you and I are two of the four.
And everybody keeps asking, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Like, I'm not going to tell you because I'm not until my pick's in.
It's a secret now.
I've made my pick.
I made mine.
But I may change it.
I don't feel great about mine.
I don't feel great about mine either. I kind of thought this was I was down to two.
If it's been like most weeks, we probably picked the same team.
I think twice we've been on different teams.
Okay.
Because last week I was on, you weren't on the Texans last week.
I was on the Texans last week.
Right. That's probably my fault because I talked them up all week. No,
I just didn't want to burn one of the teams that I thought were good, like Atlanta and Denver.
Very fortunate, yeah. That's been kind of fun to see those, because I knew with Denver we were going to lose a bunch of people.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to beat the other two guys.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
And nothing personal against you guys. It's just, when you get this far, when you're down to 4 out of 100,
yes,
you want to win.
And we're going to tell Michelle that we need a really, really awesome prize pack, and we're going to keep all the prizes for ourselves.
Yeah. You know what will happen.
Jerks.
We'll get down to 2, and then we'll chop it.
That's the way to do it.
You get that Xbox game. I get this Xbox game. Yeah, we're good. do you want to do a Hoffman on Hollywood, or do you want to?
Honestly,
No, okay. Not enough time.
Well, then let's,
we always get to this, and I'm like, oh, I can do one. Like, there's nothing great enough that I feel like we've got to really press it. I found a story earlier, and I think we'll save it for tomorrow. But I have a story about a lawyer who's trying to say that his client's too fat to go to prison.
Ooh, that's a good defense.
So we may do that.
Will he get raped in prison? Is that what it is?
I don't know. No, his life expectancy's lower. We'll talk about that. And then what do you think of – so Hugh Hefner dies, and then they're like, okay, now we're going to go with the first openly transgender playmate.
Ooh.
You're out on that?
I'm curious.
But hasn't his son been running the thing for a while now?
Yeah, but I don't know that Hugh would have allowed this.
I'm of mixed feelings on this.
Okay.
Because part of me is curious, but if I'm not curious, I can just look it up online, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass. Although I haven't read Playboy in probably 20 years, so.
I would be curious, I would really like to see Caitlyn Jenner's vagina to see what it looks like now.
But it's not, she doesn't have one.
Oh, yeah, no, she's had the surgery now.
Has she?
I think so.
Has he? I don't know.
I just want to see how accurate the representation is.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do the Hoffman on Hollywood stuff is just not unimportant.
You know, let's take a phone.
We don't have enough time.
Let's take a phone call from Matt then.
Okay.
Matt, you're on the Blitz. And he hung up. That was
okay.
Okay. Well, Matt said, so the host of the Survivor League amazingly wins. Hashtag cheating. Hashtag Russia.
Fake news, Lamont. Yeah. That is fake news.
God, actually, I wish I could find a way to hack Yahoo so I could go back and change my team, but it makes it public when the game starts. So there's no way to really do that.
Did you see that? So all the Harvey Weinstein stuff is kind of overshadowing this. Did you see the dude that runs Amazon?
Yeah,
has resigned. Like not full on Amazon, but I think it's like Amazon Studios. Like the guy making all the Amazon TV shows. His name's Roy Price. He's resigned following sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah, they're everywhere now.
And he told a producer on The Man in the High Castle named Issa Hackett. He told her, quote, you will love my bleep. You'll love my Richard. He told her that in a cab ride to a staff party. She said, I didn't feel afraid of him, but it's difficult after you report something because you're carrying this anxiety about how to interact with somebody if and when you see them. You're aware that other people may or not know about it. It's in the back of your mind. It's a dark experience that's sitting there. Obviously, I opted to take another show to Amazon because I love the team there. The experience, with the exception of this matter, has been entirely positive. I value the relationship. It was also claimed Roy ignored actress Rose McGowan, who made allegations of sexual assault against Harvey Weinstein. But he's now stepped down entirely from the role. So that's pretty wild.
Hmm.
Everybody in Hollywood who's got some kind of power is all using it to try to get chicks, which makes sense, but you got to do it the right way.
I mean, you also
do it the right way.
Right. When they say no or they're not interested, you move on to the next one because you got plenty to choose from.
Yes.
It's like jelly beans. All right, maybe you want the red one. You don't get it? Fine. Take the green one. Just you don't want the white ones. They suck.
Right. You can't keep a girl in your hotel room, make her watch you masturbate into a plant.
No.
That's rude.
That's a little much.
What you can do is just get naked and say, do you want to leave or stay?
Right.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you can't do that.
No, don't do that.
You just say, hey, listen, you want to hook up or not?
Hey, are you interested in me?
Yeah, that's it.
If so, we can go out on a nice
dinner
date.
If so, check this box. All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.